This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You know, this isn't the biggest thing in the world, and there are far worse things that could have been in the news today that would have been much more devastating to a whole lot of people. So I'm not trying to say this is like, oh my gosh, I can't even believe this happened. How could anybody? What in the world? But I don't know why. When Phil Parker told me this earlier this morning, he said, state fair's canceled. What? That was my initial reaction. It's like, what? You know, for one, I'm sitting here in May, and, you know, that's obviously in July, and I don't know. I know nothing about the decision-making process, so I had not heard it. I didn't know they were talking about it. I guess it makes sense in light of everything else going on, so I'm not going to sit here and say I know, you know, that they screwed up and what a dumb decision and, you know, didn't do the right, because I don't know their, you know, maybe all the bands wouldn't come. But do you need the axe to have a state fair? I mean, that is kind of a thing, but I don't know. I think we're getting to the point where we're cancel happy. We're cancel happy just to be, you know, we don't want anybody to, like, judge us. So we're just going to go, you know, we're going to, oh, no, I think we'll do the, you know, like the graduation thing. I mean, give me a break. Here's another one I heard about. Zero tolerance. No kids or parents on school property. Now, they make an exception for the graduations, I guess, but they don't let them come back and drop off their devices. I mean, you could put a row of tables up, drop them off out of the car, and not on school property. Like, what is going on?
It's ridiculous. It's all ridiculous.
We're getting a little bit crazy here. And if my math is correct, if you check, and before I say this, a quick disclaimer. My mom lived in a memory care unit, rest her soul, Jeanette Arlene Tilges, who is responsible for much of who I am as a person today. I mean, a son and a mom, you know, it's a thing. And I came to know some just beautiful people that not only worked to keep her comfortable and fed and feeling great and everything else, but also the other residents who are just wonderful. Just wonderful. So I don't, you know, to me, every life is precious. When I'm going to say, you're going to think that I don't care about somebody but I just think it's a fact we have to mention. And the fact we have to mention is over 2/3, maybe higher, I can't remember which is which. One was 80%, one was 2/3 of the COVID deaths to this point came from congregate care living facilities, meaning people that already are either elderly or have underlying health conditions and such, they have to live in congregate living, like a group home, like a nursing home, memory care, whatever, right? Now, those precious souls, I don't want one of them to die, but the point is they are the ones that are at risk. They're not going to the state fair. And if we cannot tell people, if you are at risk, if you are concerned, please do not go to that event. Don't go to graduation. Don't go to the state fair.
Don't go in the pool.
Don't go to church on Sunday.
Don't ride the bike.
And you know what? Most of them know that. So, but what we're doing is we're saying, let's build our world around the fact that they might go to those things. And then we, not knowing we're carrying the coronavirus, might get them sick.
It's lunacy.
Stop it.
It is lunacy.
Stop it. Now, you might have to in New York City. You might have to in some areas. And by the way, 75% of all the cases in the country are in New York City. Do you know that?
Yeah, that's a telling tale right
Check
there.
Check my math on that, Kevin. But last time I saw that number, I think that was correct. So this is a New York City problem that all of us are now sharing in. And in places like North and South Dakota, Western Minnesota, you don't have to cancel the state fair. You have to be smart about protecting the people that are at risk. I think we've done a fabulous job of doing that to this point. It's time to hyper-target it. It's time to hyper-target it and stop worrying about what somebody is going to say about you. Just do what you know is the right thing. Do it in concert with the experts. This is getting ridiculous. Now, before I ask you whether you agree with me or not, I want to just say another thing about doing without the state fair, doing without graduations, doing without March Madness, and you know the University of North Dakota was going to hoist another national championship banner. You know. I mean, it was going to happen. So that's what I lost. My beloved Fighting Sioux cheated out of a national championship.
Fighting who?
Hawks! I mean, sorry, I guess in my mouth. Had bacon here a moment ago. And,
a little hairball there.
I got some quad. I tried to. So I wanted to. Did I get it right now? Steve? Todd? I'm looking at Steve. He made the bacon. Anyway, the University of North Dakota is about to do that. For you Bison fans, you know, you don't know. Maybe they were going to be the Cinderella story of the March Madness, right? Basketball team was gone, was canceled. You know what? I think I said this last week. Think of your grandparents or great-grandparents homesteading here. Getting on a ship, having no idea where they're going, coming into a new country. Some stayed, some didn't, by the way, because of health conditions, much less than this. You got a little something, a little spot on your face. Okay, you go over to be quarantined. And then camping their way to their place. But I'll even go back further than that. Has anybody been to Rome? I have not. I've read about it. Have you heard of the catacombs?
I have. I've never been there, though.
The catacombs are a city under the city of Rome. Do you know what was under the city? People who believed in God. Christians. Christians had to go down there to bury their dead. Christians had to go down there to go to church. People were persecuted for their faith regularly. So, we've had it much worse than doing without a state fair or anything else. I'm not going to be one of these people that thinks, this is so terrible, so awful, so... I mean, put things in perspective. We've got it made. We've got it made. This is like nothing. We can do this. Whoop-de-doo. But can we do it smart? Can we not be sheeple? Can we not follow the other states? Little quick news poll here. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, state fair canceled, dumb. That's my opinion. Do you agree with me, yes or no? Todd needs a moment on this. Kev, what do you think?
I agree with you. Dumb.
Dumb.
I'm not surprised at it because of the recording artists that would come and do concerts. So the concert guys aren't going out. So that's one part.
Which makes money for the fair.
Yeah, could be right. Vendors, could be food vendors, carnival rides. Who knows if those guys
just
are...
have a downsized fair. Yeah, a fair without the... And by the way, find local talent.
Do something.
Find someone and make it free.
Maybe there were just too many people that didn't want to bring their various dog and pony acts because of what's going on. Too many people in doubt. And it was like now or never. You got to call it now or it's going to go on. And they just didn't feel the confidence. I'm sad. I'm with you. You'd think they'd be able to put something on, but I guess if they're just that afraid, or they just want to be able to contain any possibility of some spread of COVID or whatever, then fine. Call it off. That's the only safe thing to do, I guess. But it's sad.
701-258-0550 for your opinion on this. We're going to talk to the owner of Vinyl Taco at the bottom of the hour. Typical news media you need to watch for these days. Story came out this weekend. The employees of Vinyl Taco are walking out because working conditions are not safe. What it should have said is, A couple of folks left because they want to make more money on unemployment. That's what they should have said, but they don't in the news media world. We'll talk with the owner to get the full story on that.
You know what they say, Scott? Never let the truth get in the way of a good story.
I guess so. A former U.S. attorney for the state of Utah, Brett Tolman, will be here. I saw him on Fox a couple of times. They said, this guy's got the Michael Flynn case down cold. He knows it. And, you know, I don't know about you, but your eyes start to roll back into your head sometimes when you try and follow all of this with Flynn and, you know, Obama and what, you know. I think it's good to have people really understand what happened here. And he does a good job. So we look forward to that. Then Mac McClellan will be here. Mac is the CEO of Minn Kota Power Co-op. A lot of concern, understandably, in coal country about what the future holds. Coal Creek Station, will it close? Will it get bought out? What's going to happen? Well, Mac McClellan is a part of a lot of really good coal lignite stories, and so we're going to tell you about a couple of those on the program to talk a little bit about what the future holds. So stay tuned for all of that. Brian's on the road, and you can tell me whether I'm right or wrong on the fair next.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
We've got Brian in studio from Collins & Kronk Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire if there's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins & Kronk does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times, as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins & Kronk can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins & Kronk in Fargo today. 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Fire from Rudy! Rudy! That skunk! I know he didn't burn those clothes!
What clothes?
I sold your clothes yesterday.
You sold my clothes?
What do you mean you sold my clothes? Anymore.
It's cruise wear!
Kramer! I love that shirt!
Oh, yeah. That's because it's mine!
Seinfeld. Seinfeld, in case you didn't know, Jerry Stiller, who was Frank Costanza, George's dad in Seinfeld, died overnight at 92 years of age. So having some laughs with Frank Costanza. Hey, if you are in the mood for a great lunch today, PetroServe USA, hosting our PetroServe USA studio, says come on in, have a lunch special, two sides come with it, plus a bun, and it's, of course, the home of the 4-for-4 favorite, too, the pizza. Oh, my gosh. Breakfast pieces are fabulous. Two fresh-baked cookies, a 20-ounce fountain pop or coffee, $4, 4-for-4 all day, every day. But today in Valley City, let me tell you about that location. Beef and gravy, scalloped potatoes and ham. There you go. Oh, you don't get any better than that. Plus two sides, plus the bun. Stop at PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent ya. Also, the 2-for-12 on the Pizza Corner pizzas. So you can load up on those, too. Brian's on the road on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Brian. I don't hear Brian, Daniel. I need a little more juice from Brian. Hang on, Brian. Don't go anywhere. Mike, traveling Highway 83. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I eat at that Petro 3 days a week at Pit Food.
Good for you. That anyway, one in Valley City, exit 292 there?
Yeah, I truck through there 3 times a week. It's because since they opened, I'm making a point to stop there. It's a great place.
It is. Have you had the burgers?
Yeah, I've had it all. I've had the beef tips. I've had the lasagna. I've had the spaghetti. I've had the scalloped potatoes, everything.
Yeah, the burgers to me are just unbelievable. Valley Meats beef is something else. So good spot. Exit 292. What's that?
Never had a bad meal there. Now, to get back on this coronavirus, it just seems to be, I'm a Trump supporter, love Trump, vote for him again. But both sides seem to be politicizing this. You know, if you wear a mask and gloves, you're a liberal. If you do this, you're a conservative. And that's the wrong way to really approach this virus. I mean, politicize it. It needs to be a unification and work together. Now, I live in Minot. Them grocery stores and everything right now are total mosh pit. And I couldn't imagine, you know, what do we have at the state fair? 500,000, 750,000. They come from all over. And to have that many people together and then spread it back to their areas, I just think it's the recipe for disaster, because that's how this thing spread. I personally ain't going to go, but I believe it is a personal choice. If they want to have it open, fine. But I won't be knocking their door down this year. It's just how these things spread. And I think that state fair is going to end up to be our Mardi Gras. You know, go ahead and do it. You know, we need to open up. We need to do this. But, yeah, you should use common sense. And I don't see any way to social distance in there.
I just don't know. Here's my deal. I don't know. Do you need to social distance in, you know, in July? Given the per capita, you know, okay. Again, what I'm saying is people at risk should not go to the state fair. And I don't believe people at risk are going to go to the state fair, and therefore there is very little risk for anybody. So if you do some, you know, hand sanitizer, be smart about it. I'm not saying, like you say, go to a mosh pit, but they're canceling it, Mike. So the decision's been made, and you know, I'm glad you stating your point that you feel like that it's the right thing to do, because decision's been made.
I mean, I think we do need to still stay vigilant and stop as many potential infections. Even though there's stories of survivors, you know, that have lost limbs and have had lung scarring so bad they're on oxygen permanent. Young people, you know, some of these survivor stories ain't all just the common cold either. I mean, it runs all lines of the spectrum, you know, how people have had it, what minor symptoms they had, how bad they've had it. There's a lot of survivor stories out there, and a lot of them aren't good.
Mike, appreciate your call. Thanks a bunch. Safe travels, and we'll see you sometime at PetroServe USA. They're right there along
I-94. I've been there a couple times.
Oh, heck of a deal. Appreciate that.
There a couple times.
You're a regular. You're a regular. I love it. All right, Mike, thanks a bunch. Brian is on the road. What's on your mind, Brian?
Hey, can you hear me now, Scotty?
Can hear you now, loud and clear.
Hey, just a quick observation. I'm a younger guy. I'm in my early 30s, and I've never been more proud to be a North Dakotan than right now. Governor Bergen giving the people the power to do what's necessary, to me, shows that, you know, government officials throughout this have a vested interest in the people, not so much what other people from outside of the state think about how we're handling the situation. And whether we go shelter in place or they continue to gradually open, it's not going to change the outcome for at-risk people, like you had said. So in terms of closing the state fair down or not hosting it, I think it's ridiculous. I think they should do it. It's not going to change what people who are at risk should be doing to keep themselves safe. Now, just kind of a quick point here to make when it comes to occupational safety, the onus falls on the individual. It does not fall on the public at large to keep them safe from you. The onus is on you, you know? So I just think a lot of people are talking out of the side of their mouths right now. The coronavirus is real. People are going to die from it. People are going to get very sick from it. But, you know, none of this is going to change what at-risk people should be doing. So, you know, stay safe to everybody that's at risk and, you know, fiercely independent. That's what North Dakota is. So,
I agree with you. I think there's a way to do it. And I, by the way, I think that Governor Bergen, Lieutenant Governor Sanford, did a very, very good job of balancing, you know, what the health side says with what the, you know, what just common sense says, you know, the needs of the economic condition of the state. I mean, all of that. I think they've done a very good job. I just think we're getting to a point now where we can start doing a little more North Dakota common sense versus, you know, somebody in Washington, D.C.'s guidelines, you know, on this, that, or the other thing. And we've done that. You know, I think that they took the recommendations on the opening and the dates and said, well, this one works here. And, you know, so I do agree with you. I do, Brian, that it's and it's good to see people handling it here. But I just think we've got to start being a little smarter about this because you're right. People are going to get it. But people that are going to get it are the vast majority of them are going to be people who, you know, haven't. Underlying health condition that need to do everything in the power to protect themselves and, you know, get an assist here or there, you know?
Yeah. One other thing here, too. I you know, the whole vinyl taco situation, that's kind of a sticky mess there. You know, I had heard people kind of making light of the unemployment situation and those folks who might be getting a little bit more money than they got on their regular, their paychecks. You know, I would take working for a little less money any day over being quarantined or sheltered in place. If you talk to people who have been isolating, they're ready to hug a perfect stranger. They've never met this person before. They would have never done that before. So, I mean,
yeah, good point.
I would much rather be working.
I also think, Brian, you're the majority of North Dakotans, but there's some people, including these folks that staged the walkout with the help of the Fargo Forum, over the weekend, who I think were doing everything in their power to get the higher unemployment and stay home, unfortunately. We'll find out next.
This is Vince from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. I want to take this time to thank Scott and the What's on Your Mind program for helping a small business like ours during this time of crisis. I would also like to ask all the What's on Your Mind listeners to help us out during this crisis. Our products have always delivered every day made better. Now more than ever is it needed in your daily life. If you know anyone who could benefit from the daily ritual of a hot tabura sauna or even one of our many game tables, please refer them directly to me at 701-238-9837. I will reach out and provide them with a virtual tour, help them decide on the right wellness product, offering 12 months, no interest, no payments, delivering within 2 to 7 days, and I will provide you with a free referral fee up to $300 depending on the product. You and I and Everyday Made Better will win this crisis. My number again, 701-238-9837. 701-238-9837. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Some White House officials and staffers now taking a break after two members of the White House team, including Vice President Mike Pence's press secretary, tested positive for COVID-19. White House Economic Advisor Kevin Hassett telling CBS's Face the Nation he's been leery about going to work since the news came out.
It is scary to go to work. I think that I'd be a lot safer if I was sitting at home than I would be going to the West Wing, but but, you know, it's a time when people have to step up and serve their country.
Pence tested negative for the illness as recently as over the weekend, so they say there's no restrictions on his schedule. Jerry Stiller has died at 92.
No, we can learn to love each other.
I already love you, Arthur.
Well, then we're halfway there.
That from his role as Arthur Spooner on King of Queens. And this is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Back on What's on Your Mind. Reminder, we're brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow, and right now they have a really, really, really good deal. I love this. If you buy Mike Lindell's book, he's the founder, the creator of MyPillow, you get the book, which is a great life story from crack addict to CEO. Imagine that. Imagine that. They'll give you a $25 gift certificate from MyPillow. So you can use that on any of the great products, and they have a lot right now at buy one, get one specials. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott at checkout after you click the radio listener specials, and you can browse. You find all the great deals right there. MyPillow.com, call them at 800-506-9028 or go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. What color are your towels again, Todd?
Oh, that's a deep purple.
The royal purple. Todd,
yes.
Todd went royal on his towels, and you love them?
I absolutely love them. Nothing like having a towel that actually is designed to soak up water versus designed to feel good in your fingers. That doesn't do any good to dry off, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Texter says, hey, Scott, it's always easy to armchair quarterback with someone else's upfront event expense money. Ever throw a huge party and have nobody show up? All right, we'll put that one down for a good decision on canceling the state fair. Darren, I-94, quick call here then to our guest. What's on, Darren? What's on your mind, Darren?
Yeah, I think at first I would have kept the fair going on, but I think really set the precedent for all the county and, you know, all the counties in the state, along with the fact the 4th of July celebrations. I think we're going to start seeing those slowly cancel, and, you know, these are traditions that have been going on for many years.
Who's going to be the first to say, you know what, we're doing it? Oh, no, the state fair canceled. You can't do that. Sorry, we're doing it. That, you know, I mean, here's what we're going to do. We're going to make it very clear that if you have a health condition, please do not come this year, but we'll give you a free ticket next year or something like that. And, you know, these precautions, I just think there's a way to do it. Don't you, Darren?
Oh, I definitely think there's a way to do it. Like you said, the people that are the most vulnerable aren't going to go, and the people that generally don't go aren't going to go. And those that enjoy it and, you know, get the community together, they're the ones that will show up. And they're already, for the most part, those people are seeing each other every day.
Safe travels on 94 today, Darren. Appreciate the call. Texter says, we need to stop with the cancellations. It's killing our economy. Secondhand corona will be poverty. Also deadly. Appreciate the comments. More of those as we go throughout the day. You can text me if you like with your answer. Should the state fair have canceled? Yes or no? 701-367-2054. Next guest is Lance Thorson. Lance is the owner of Vinyl Taco. And Lance comes from a restaurateur family. His dad Randy Thorson, famous restaurant owner and developer, along with Warren Ackley, a number of different restaurants. So it's all in the family for Lance, and appreciate you taking some time to tell us a little bit more of the story behind the weekend news. Thanks, Lance.
Yeah, thanks, Scott.
So just in your own words, sort of tell me what happened here. I mean, you read one thing in the paper, and then you find out that wasn't anywhere near the story, which is unfortunately not unusual. But tell me what happened from your perspective.
Yeah, totally. So, you know, the forum published a story on Saturday morning without any verification or fairness in the reporting. It was all just completely staged news. They had known about what was going on before it even happened. You know, they posted a picture of two employees taken on a previous night and called and left a message at our main office at 7:53 in the morning on Saturday to leave a message that there's a mass walkout over at Vinyl Taco downtown, and if you're wondering, and we're wondering if you'd like to comment on it. And the forum later called our manager at the location, and that was literally the first time he even heard about it. So it was all a surprise to us, and really completely blindsided by it all.
So when you say stage news, is there some sort of, I don't know, the reporter and whoever these employees are were just wanted to make a splash, basically?
Yeah, totally. I don't think the forum had any intent of getting our side of the story before they went to publish it. They all have our cell phone numbers. They call us for every other, every other news story when it has to do with the restaurant or bar industry in town. And so this reporter, you know, called our office at 7:53. I don't believe with any intent of even getting a hold of us, number one. Nobody's going to be at our main office on a Saturday morning. So it was entirely planned. High Plains Reader had posted an article, too, from one of the employees that, took part in this walkout. And that was all done previously before this stage walkout even happened.
Yeah, the headline, the Vinyl Taco staff walk out protesting unsafe conditions. First of all, staff walking out is like the whole place emptied. How many people were we talking about here?
Well, you know, they originally reported about 20 of our employees walked out, and you know, before it even happened that, or when it happened that morning, it was really three cooks in the morning that walked out, and then there was some additional employees that didn't show up for their shifts that afternoon. The forum's use of this sensational headline just to us doesn't pass the sniff test. It was way, way overboard on their reporting just to, I think, try and get people to read the article.
Yeah, I don't know what the rush was. As you say, this was already out in the High Plains Reader, so why the forum felt they needed to do this. And they took photos the night before, saying these guys are going to walk. You're right. It looks like fake news is what it looks like. I don't know what else to describe it. This is why journalism gets a bad name. This stuff goes on. I mean, for crying out loud. They claim they were protesting unsafe conditions. Had they said, hey, Lance, we're worried about this? Were they raising these concerns before? What kind of interaction was there between you and them prior to this story coming up?
No, they hadn't raised anything. And on Thursday, April 30th, we had closed for 6 weeks. Ever since March 20th, we made the decision to close our doors and, do deep cleaning and just wait until things kind of came back in place and the guidelines from the governor were put in place. And so on Thursday, April 30th, we held a meeting with our staff to address any concerns and to discuss all the new safety procedures that we put into place. Prior to opening on Friday, May 1st, of our employees, five of them showed up to that meeting. And after that time, in the first week we opened, nothing had been said about any unsafe working conditions. We've completely followed all of the state's guidelines that they put forth for restaurants, bars, and breweries. The big issue seems to be with face masks. There's a lot of people that think that face masks are a requirement. The state health department does not require that masks be worn. We do encourage all of our employees to wear them, and we have provided them for them. But the governor, has specifically said that is not a requirement to open. We want all of our employees to feel safe at work. We want all of our customers to feel safe
when they dine in with us. And that's why we put all these safety measures in place. Hand sanitizer being available. We remove tables and all of the chairs around our bar, in order to meet social distancing requirements. We always sanitize tables and chairs between each use. That's just a industry standard. We ordered non-contact thermometers to check employees' temperatures. We keep daily logs to assess and ask our employees if they do have any potential symptoms. We went to paper menus to discard. We sanitized pens. We also limited our hours, which does allow us to spend additional time cleaning and sanitizing. So we've done everything that's required, and nothing had been said in that first week that we had been open.
How much of this is to do with the fact that being on unemployment, you get that extra $600 a week? And, if my understanding is anybody that makes $60,000 a year or less makes more money on unemployment than they would at the job. Do you think these employees wanted to just stay on unemployment?
That could be the case. And, we haven't been able to sit down with them to discuss this further. It certainly could be part of the reason. Our goal through this whole pandemic and the state closures was to keep as many people employed that we could. Even with, Vinyl Taco closing, we were able to keep some staff on and employed. We did offer positions at other businesses that we own in the restaurant industry and not in the restaurant industry to keep people working. And, we've done our best to keep those people working that wanted to stay working. So whether unemployment, is part of the reasoning for this all, I can't say for certain, but, as an employer, we've done everything that we can to try and keep people, earning a paycheck.
And you told me last night that you mentioned the safety meeting earlier, but the safety meeting before you reopen, just to go over everything with everybody, make sure everybody was comfortable, anything else we should do, what do you think, that only one of these individuals actually showed up for that. Is that right?
Yeah, it was one or two employees. I was just verifying with our manager this morning. But, yeah, one or two employees were at that meeting.
Yeah, so it seems to me if you're concerned about safety, you'd go to the safety meeting and say, hey, can we have a little thicker mask? Can we have whatever? Like you say, it seems staged because you don't bring it to management. You don't bring it to the ownership. You just walk out and tell the newspaper. Well, I mean, mm-hmm. What does that fix? Do these people want their job back? Are they going to come back? Or what do you know about them?
We'll see what happens today. There are a few people that were not scheduled to work on Saturday and that are scheduled today. So, we're contacting them this morning. They didn't return any phone calls this weekend about whether or not they were planning to come to work. But, yes, there are a few people that were scheduled to work today. And our intent is to sit down with them individually and talk about our procedures, and if there's something that they feel unsafe about, we're here to listen. And
I think they're playing a card out of the Bernie Sanders playbook there too by demanding $15 an hour in wages.
I don't need to get into anything, what their wages were, but they're all paid very well, and people on social media that are commenting from New York and elsewhere around the country have no idea what we pay our employees. So we take care of them very well. We do offer health insurance to them if they work full time and meet those parameters. So,
wow.
A lot of this stuff in the article, or pretty much all of it, honestly, is baseless ultimatums and
it's too bad. It really is. It's too bad. It just doesn't need to be, especially at a time like this when we're glad to have restaurants. But I talked to somebody last night, was at Vinyl Taco over the weekend, said staff was great, tipped them wonderful, so happy to have them open. So this too shall pass. Lance, thanks for the update. We appreciate it.
We're Chamber of Commerce, and we want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota, for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. Tioga's average yearly household income of over $73,000 a year supports nearly 140 area businesses. Tioga is a driver and innovator in local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Tioga is an
active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Festival. Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. If you're looking for great opportunities, please visit us in Tioga and experience a great point of view. Or for more information, visit TiogaND.org.
Let's ask Brock Walker from Blue Flint Ethanol Plant in Underwood. He's an electrical instrument technician. A little bit about the question of ag and energy coming together. What do you think you're in? Which one?
I would think we're in both. I mean, we are, providing a place for local farmers to bring their corn that they grow, and they can locally bring it to our facility. As we receive most of our corn from local farmers that truck their corn to the plant to sell. So definitely part of the ag industry in that respect, but the energy industry, we're trying to, create energy independence here, North Dakota, so we can use the corn we grow here and create a fuel that we can use right here in the state. And other places. So I'd say we're in both the energy and ag industry.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let's talk about finding some good in an otherwise challenging situation. You say, I really don't like that the state fair is canceled. I really don't like the fact that classes were canceled. I don't like the fact that, this has changed and that's changed. So there's two ways to handle that. Be mad about it or do something with the time that puts you in a better place down the road. Invest up with that time. Times of uncertainty can bring a lot of stress, but they also can bring a lot of opportunity. As we all search to adapt to new ways of living and working, why not search for opportunities to do something positive during these stressful times? The University of Mary understands that learning is an accomplishment that nothing can take away, a long-term gift to yourself and your families. If you've ever wanted to expand your skills, but didn't feel you had the time to devote to it, the University of Mary wants to serve you. That's what they do. They serve students. This could be a time to earn an academic certificate, a credential. It doesn't matter your age, your place in life, married, single, whatever. Something that will benefit you today and tomorrow. Whatever that is that interests you, business, counseling, health care, education. The University of Mary has online certificate and credential programs that will help you achieve your goals so that you, in every circumstance, can take positive action. For more information, visit them online, umary.edu/certificates. Tell them Scott sent you. All right. Todd and Kevin, can you do me a favor? Because we have a little poll going on here about the state fair.
Mm-hmm.
And since people are already weighing in with a poll question, these are the MyPillow polls. We love these because when we call an official poll, we tally up the answers, we tell you, and somebody wins a free MyPillow. So it's kind of a fun deal. But I think, Kevin, don't you, that I should add the Mother's Day gift into the poll question?
Sure.
All right. Why not? Todd doesn't know about this now. But
you're going to set yourself up, but go ahead.
You think I am?
Probably.
All right. So, Todd, just quickly, sometimes I have a knack of giving kind of goofy gifts that I don't mean to be goofy, but they're received as, like, seriously? Like the time I gave my wife a battery organizer for Christmas.
My dad gave my mom a coffee maker, and she didn't drink much coffee.
Oh, is that right? He did, though. Yeah. So, you know, I do that sometimes. But I found one this weekend I thought was the perfect Mother's Day gift. It was, I would call it a sculpture, is what I saw it as, okay? But a large sculpture, like bigger than a bowl, you know, kind of for a large table kind of thing, all right? And I'm sending you a photo of it right now because I want you to go ahead and vote and judge as well whether you think this is a good deal. But this gift was sort of the laughing stock. Not so much by my wife. She was very gracious about it, but she's like, you know, kind of that look. But the kids were like dying, so then she's laughing, and then it became, okay, all right, I get it. All right, fine. It was a bad moment. I think it's good because, so again, it's like two hands in like holding on like in a palm, right? Like you put something in your hand.
Yeah, I
get, you follow me, Todd?
But they're huge. They're like Hulk hands. I
get the picture. And
I was thinking of Eagles Wings. You know, Eagles Wings, the song in Eagles Wings, and you know, hold you in the palm of his hand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm saying you could put kids memorabilia in there, like Alex's
play. He's got the whole world.
Yeah, it should. Then it was so big. You know, like Alex's first baseball glove. You know, or picture a hand on there. But I don't know. Kids on the bikes, and maybe it was just there's too much pressure because we had two birthdays in the house this weekend. My lovely wife Maria, and oldest daughter Hannah, the beautiful girl who came home to us from school being canceled out east after spring break. So we had her most of her final semester of her junior year. And both of them had a birthday yesterday. It was Mother's Day. And today's our anniversary.
Yes.
Wow.
Anniversary today. So, it was a lot of pressure. A lot of things to do and get and whatever. And maybe I blew it. I don't know. You guys decide. I'll put it up on Facebook. Todd, you can put it on the K-Fire page. Kevin, you put it wherever you want. I'd like a...
Scotty.
Fair question.
I must say, though.
You with me or...
You've been around a long time. Mm-hmm. You know these rules.
What's that?
Mother's Day, birthdays, there's only three topics. Jewelry, back rubs, or food.
That's it.
You go there, you're always set. Nice dinner.
My wife does not like when I buy jewelry because I spend too much.
How about a nice spa day? Massage.
I did get her a facial. That was a hit.
Always.
That was a hit.
Or anytime, nice food, dining, little thing.
All right, go. I'm going to get Kev's help next year and the listeners. But then my wife might be listening. Texter says, if I were an advertiser in the Fargo Forum, I'd pull my advertising money from the paper until a complete investigation was done honestly and fully. This would be followed by the disclosure of the results of that investigation as to who did this and why, a full apology, and a promise to the public that this would never happen again. Then the forum would have to make an announcement of all the firings of the forum, not a scapegoat, but ousting of the higher-ups who knew about this and caused the the upset. In my view, newspapers in this area are owned and operated by larger left-wing entities. We need to get back to local papers. This isn't done yet. National outreach, something akin to your show, Scott. What's on your mind? Only in print and digitized edition. That's a wow. You're mad, and I don't blame you. I think what's sad about this story is it's what gives journalism a bad name. That's where fake news is born from, right there.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net, that's 2020safe.net, to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.